We also are very focused on community, not competition.
I've been waiting for it for a long time.
Rumi Persian Cafe, R-U-M-I.
Hi, I'm Shayla Tu, and you're listening to Two for Two, a two-minute weekly discovery into the lesser-known gems around town. The area's first food hall is here.
These food halls are becoming such a bigger thing.
What's that you say? What's a food hall? Well, let's go find out.
I heard about it for a while, and we were in town, and she saw on Facebook, I guess, that they were opening.
Christy and Don are in town from Wilmington and are one of the very first customers to experience the Blue Dogwood's soft opening.
Yeah, beer and chocolate. How can you go wrong, right?
The food hall is a mix of permanent food stalls and pop-ups, including The Bar, run by Andrea, who pointed me to the person that made the very beer I was drinking. He came to deliver his tap handle.
I was told that you made this.
Yeah, that's our beer, Hop Fly Summer Crush. It leaves you with a very, like, fruity, aromatic, smooth, round.
I love it. I know. I'm experiencing exactly what you're articulating.
Good.
As it's going in my mouth.
Cameron Schultz grew up in Chapel Hill and opened Hop Fly in Rocky Mount last year.
I like go with my friends because if someone wants one kind of food and someone wants something else, they like, have so much variety. It kind of becomes more of like an event.
That's Erin, and she's right. The eclectic variety includes chocolaté that makes a sunflower crunch cup, similar to Reese's Pieces, but perfect for those with a peanut allergy to enjoy.
Pazelle
is a gluten-free bakery by Chef Kelly Taylor. It was her quest for a space for her business that gave rise to a shared space food stall model. Less risk, efficient, innovation, and collaboration galore.
When you have this community and these people who are all helping each other and wanting to help each other succeed, it makes it a little easier.
That's Sarah. She's in charge of marketing for Blue Dogwood, among many other things. She was trying to give me a tour of the space, but I was too busy inhaling samples of Vegan Flava Cafe's kale salad.
Told you, it's hearty, it's good, right? The veggie stuff's really good here. Okay, we gotta fan you guys, yes.
In addition to vegan soul food, you can find Latin American-inspired Soul Cocina and Rumi Persian Cafe.
They do lamb shanks and Persian stews.
Also a permanent stall, Left Bank Butchery.
He's a whole animal butcher.
I am a huge fan of their charcuterie. Mortadella and pastrami all day, every day.
We think it's great how we have such a diverse array of different foods.
I'm Shayla Tu. Join me right here on the Hill next Friday for another episode of Two for Two. Let me be your guide as we uncover the best kept secrets in our area. Do you dig Two for Two? Visit chapelboro.com for past adventures, photos, and the director's cut. Until the next two.